Well, it's time for Cinema with the Snake. Corby will be at the new Alamo Drafthouse Cinema in North Richland Hills, Jake, next Thursday for the Beatles-inspired rom-com Yesterday. Tickets on sale now at drafthouse.com/DFW. So next Thursday, Cinema with the Snake at the Alamo Drafthouse, the newest one in North Richland Hills. And just a brief aside, Jubb and I, and me, anyway, we're going to be at the Denton location tomorrow night. There's still a few seats available if you go to bobanddan.com or drafthouse.com/CFW to go see Hot Rod tomorrow night. And now, back to Jake, who is hosting our yearly top 10 of the Bad Radio program.
That's right, Dan, and we have ascended. We have climbed the mountain to the top moment, as decided by me, of the year.
Wow.
And the reason this is the top moment is not only because it features a new member of our show, it's because it achieves something that I don't know that I've ever heard on this show ever, and that is Dan genuinely uncomfortable.
Rattled.
We could make, I could hand you a terabyte of me and Bob, or Bob and I, very uncomfortable, very regretful of something we just said to one another or someone else. But Dan, it just doesn't happen. And so, Julie Dobbs joined our show last year, and you guys were getting ready to play some audio from whenever she was a reporter for the Rangers on television. You just then began to discuss her time with the Cowboys, the fishing show, and ultimately, the Stars. So I present to you the number one moment of Bad Radio's 20th year, and something that I think will live in infamy forever.
When did you start with the Stars coverage? Because I remember you, just happening upon you in the press box back when me and Bob were there every night.
Oh, why do you remember that? Did you call me something that I...
Why? Do you have a memory? No, I don't think I did. I just, there's like, you know, three females in the press box. So yeah, I'm going to remember when one pops up.
I slick my hair back and trim my eyebrows. Did a come down once. I remember that.
You remember what?
I remember a press box hot comment.
What?
You were referred to as
on the air. On the air?
On the air.
Okay. So behind your back.
It's okay. I don't know. It's like a not really a compliment. Maybe, but
you're saying
really.
I called you press box hot?
Yes, Dan.
Like someone else referred you as hot and I put them down?
Archives. I don't remember the whole context.
There's no way.
Okay. This was confusing, but now I'm seeing her.
So you're saying
I was downplaying.
And then the first thing, when you think of me covering the Stars, what did you say? Oh, I remember seeing you in the press box.
Oh, there's no way this happened.
This is awesome.
I've been waiting.
So, first of all, because
when Dan had a chance to call you hot,
it was just press box.
He called you press box.
That is not true. I do not believe this at all.
You know, it's okay, Dan. You know, it could be way worse than press box hot, from what I've learned. It's all good.
Boy, what an awkward turn we took here.
Just don't talk about the ice girls.
I don't believe this at all.
Oh, we'll have to pull it.
Only because I'm not going to name it.
Think about this.
I'm not going to name any other names, but I just want to say.
This is like 11 years later, and she's still driven
by it.
I've been working on it. I've been going to the gym. I've been trying really hard.
In all my time in the Stars press box, I was to think of, I'm just trying to run through my Rolodex, Julie's like at the top of the list of...
as he untangles himself here.
That's why I'm calling bullshit on Julie.
It is okay.
There's absolutely no way I would have downgraded you to press box hot when you're legit
hot.
It's
sad, too, because those were like my good years.
Pre-kid?
That was pre-kid. I was in my prime and I was just press box hot.
Oh, Julie. It's so unfortunate. We'll just never know. We'll
or
never know.
Will we?
Well, no.
For you to make that number one.
I had a note just passed here by the producer of Salina High School Football that says that, in fact, we can go back to April 25th, 2011 and get right to the bottom of this.
Now?
What?
Now? Now, on Channel 21, the worst thing about Channel 21, and no offense to the lovely young piece of eye candy they have doing the roaming the sands, but Jim Knox is a special breed. Jim Knox is not on Channel 21, though. Jim Knox
gets a night off once in a while?
Is only in the Fox box. Do you know that?
Did not.
So only if the Rangers are on Fox do you get Knox. See? What's the girl's name that does 21?
I don't know.
Julie Dobbs?
Yep.
Yep, that's it.
Julie Dobbs. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Wow, Groobs knows her name.
And Sean jumps right in.
So creepy.
What do you think Sean is
bird-dogging that?
Been creepy on that in the... press box.
And when she enters the press box, it's like Night at the Roxbury.
Oh,
up
my
there.
God.
Everyone bumping into her. And all the little...
Everyone's licking their peaky fingers trying to put their
eyelashes
down.
When she walks into a Stars press box, everybody goes nuts.
All the horn dogs.
So press box hot.
Just respect her as a member of the media.
Well.
There it is.
So press box hot.
Now, as I told Julie yesterday, you do say so press box hot instead of saying the press box hot, which was Dan's contention that that's what he said.
Yes.
But I also
it doesn't sound like I'm putting her down, though.
That's what I was going to say. It also sounds
like I'm very horny.
it sounds like the show in general might have used to have been a little bit higher.
We were enamored with Julie, for sure, in those years.
I think my favorite part is the very beginning, where you're like, you know, that girl on 21, what's her name again? Like, you don't know my name. And then you go into this and that about me. And knew that I was covering Stars games in the press box and the Rangers game and everything else. So you did know my name.
Are you trying to expose our playbook?
And thank you, Groups, for being my only friend throughout all of that, which there is more we will play later.
Oh,
there is. There's not
press box.
The rest
stuff.
Of it doesn't deal with that. It's you guys just kind of roasting her interview skills of the 92-year-old lady who says she's a lifelong fan. And
yeah, you loved that. You spent like 5 minutes on it.
Really?
But that's not the crown jewel of today, boys.
Wow.
I texted Julie yesterday and just said, guess what? She's like, no way.
How'd we get it?
I just listened to tons of old shows.
Wow.
It was surrounding the We Brought You Some Cookies.
Yeah, but it just segment. Said Rangers audio, so right. I had to listen to tons and tons of segments where it's just Rangers audio. But then as soon as I heard Dan say...
Now, on Channel 21, the worst thing about Channel 21, and no offense to the lovely young piece of eye candy they have roaming the sands, but...
Is that who I'm... I walked out like the guy in the Iraq War, like, gentlemen, we got it.
Don't you feel like... being referred to as the lovely young piece of eye candy is
I knew you were safe.
Very complimentary
from that point
there,
going forward,
right?
Yeah, but it's, the drop isn't going to tell that story.
Who the wouldn't... lovely young piece of eye candy? Who wouldn't want to be known as that?
Right.
I mean, so press box hot.
really
looking at your
the L now, Dan. Can you admit that you said it now that we have?
I will admit I said it, but I also want you to admit that it wasn't like I wasn't putting you down there like saying she's only press box
like
hot.
When they used to use that term
I
before,
said she was so
it was clearly derogatory,
right? But that wasn't derogatory
it was never
at all
used like, in conjunction with hey who's that hot piece of
I said
candy
you're lovely and eye candy
like
that's
prison guard hot
Sean's all been bird dogging that for years
prison dog hot prison guard hot could never be good. But
happy birthday.
I think we've all I feel like we've all been right here. I think I was complimenting her pretty hard.
A plus all around.
It wasn't that bad. It could have been worse.
And it's odd that you would
Let's be great.
You just threw one of next year's top 10 moments on this year's
just like Inception.
That
Whoa,
is like Inception.
That's
or more like Dances with Wolves, maybe.
All right. Well, that was a lot of fun, Jake.
Yay!
Thank you for everything but that last little piece of audio.
Good job, Jake.
Good job, Jake. And
good first year, Julie. Let's not rest on our laurels.
And let's do that song at Summer Bash. It's 2:45. This is a ticket. Wicked.